We continue our series of shiurim on the Sheva Brachos. The previous bracha that we discussed was the bracha of Yotzer Adam. The next bracha that was Hakabar al-Chvaydai. The next bracha, says the Gemara, that said is the bracha of Yotzer, is the bracha of Yotzer HaAdam, which we say at the wedding. In explaining the bracha of Yotzer Adam, the Mefarshim explain that we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a special bracha. We're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a special bracha that he created a person before he created Adam, before he created Chava. Furthermore, the bracha is made regarding why there's no mention of a marriage. So the question is, why is this recited under the chuppah? So the Mefarshim point out, because in the next bracha, we're going to speak about Asher Yotzer, where we speak about the creation of the Nekeva, where at that bracha we say, V'hiskan lai memenu binyan adei ad. So it makes sense to mention this bracha, it makes sense to mention in this bracha, first that the Adam was created first. The next bracha is Ashiyatza so Adam b'tzamoy, b'tzalam the mustav nisoy, v'hiskun loy mimenu binyan adayad, baruch ato Hashem, yoytzer ha'adam. So as we said, the Ritva explains, b'tzalmoy b'tzalam the mustav nisoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a tzalam elokim. That's the Ritva's pshat in B'tzalmoy. The Avadram explains that B'tzalmoy refers to the neshama. That every neshama, elokai neshama shanasatabi, that the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places in us is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the tzalmoy, that every one of us has a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in him. The Rukayach says that the tzalmoy refers to the face of a person, because on the Kisei HaKovid, explains the Rukayach, there's a parts of Adam, there's the face of a human being. And therefore, we make this bracha to remember and to show what is on the test, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always thinking about us. He has us, so to speak, engraved on the Kisei HaKovid. The Hiskin Lo Binyan Adayad, so as we just quoted before, Rashi says, the Hiskin Lo Binyan Adayad refers to Chava, who was created from Adam HaRishon, and the Pasuk says, V'yiven Hashem Satzela, and from that first creation, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava from Adam HaRishon, forever is there male and female in the world. The Raven says, Binyan Adayad, is that the world continues because we have men and women getting married, having a wedding, celebrating a wedding, and that's the Kiyum Ha'olam. The next bracha continues the Gemara, is Sois Tosis, the Sogal Akara. Yushalayim, the Akara, should rejoice. The Kibbutz Banel, the Soicha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mesameich Tzihoin, Bivanel. The explanation of this bracha
is because we know the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Emesh kochech Yerushalayim tishkach yemayni, tibak l'shoni l'chiki, im layaskerechi, im layelas Yerushalayim aroysim chasi," that by every simcha we have to remember Yerushalayim, and since by every simcha we have to remember Yerushalayim, now is the time. So as we attend, as we're attending this wedding, we mention Yerushalayim. Another pshat that the Meiri explains is that the simcha, which will happen when Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "A mesois chosen al kala yosis olayich alokayich." The pasuk compares the simcha that will be when Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, b'mheira b'yameinu, to the simcha, to the simcha that will if a chosen a kala. So that's why they're very connected. Yerushalayim now is considered an akara because it's desolate because of the Charban, but we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yerushalayim should be rebuilt just like we are now building a new Jewish home. The Chasam Sofer makes an observation. He says the bracha begins with the word sosin, sois tosis, and ends with the word simcha, b'kibbutz banea v'soicha b'simcha. So he says, and he also makes the point, as we're going to learn the next bracha is sameach tesamach. Here we say sois tosis, and the next bracha we say sameach tesamach. So he says that sosin refers to a simcha ruchni. Simcha refers to a simcha gashmis. So he says, that's pshat in the bracha. We say sois tosis. When we're speaking about Yerushalayim, sois tosis v'sogel akara, what kind of simcha will we have when Yerushalayim will be rebuilt? It will be a ruchnistiga simcha. A chos and a kala, however, we speak about they're getting married. So there we speak about a gashmistiga simcha. The next bracha of the next bracha of the Sheva brachas continues the Gemara is Sameach to Samach Reim Ahuvim, the Chos and the Kala who are friends, Reim Ahuvim, Kesamecha Yitzircha, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mesameach, the Chos and the Kala, Adam and Chavin in Gan Eden, Yikadem, Baruch Ata Hashem, Mesameach Choson, Mesameach Choson V'Kala. So Rashi explains that this bracha does not refer to the simcha of a husband and a wife. Rather, it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah that we're davening on behalf of this chosen kala, that they should be successful and have a life of simcha. That this marriage should be a life of simcha. And we daven to them that just like the marriage of Adam v'Chava was a marriage made in heaven, it was a marriage in Gan Eden, so too we daven for this chos and v'kala. And I saw a beautiful pshat from the Sefer Yalkut Sofer. The Sefer Yalkut Sofer says that when Adam and Chava got married, they had no question that they made the right choice, because there was no other choice. There was no one else in the world besides Adam v'Chava. What we're davening by the wedding with this chosen and kala is that they should look at each other, that they made the perfect choice, as if there was no other choice. And that's why we say we compare this marriage to chosen and kala. In fact, I saw that the flaw gives explanation as follows. He says, actually, we find a very interesting halacha. We know what halacha is, that one may not marry a relative. But we can make an argument, says the flaw, that the best person one should perhaps marry is a relative. A relative knows you. A relative is likely to have a similar or same personality as you. Yet, and as we spoke about in our previous series of Shiurim, at a wedding, we speak about Osalonos HaRoyos. We speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you recognize that it's best that one should not actually marry a relative. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But now that we're not getting married to relatives, we need to be concerned that you have these two different people, a chas and a kala, who are very different and come with very different personalities. How are we sure that this marriage will indeed succeed? So that's why we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created that the chas and the kala should not be related, and therefore we need to be concerned, will they really get along? So too, we daven that you should make sure that there should be shalom bayis. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should make sure there should be shalom bayis in this home. Another pshat that I saw is that when Adam and Chava got married, there was no question that their marriage was l'shem shemayim. Adam and Chava were the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their marriage was certainly l'shem shemayim. That was the real simcha. And we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Sameach Tesamach, that you should make that this marriage should be a marriage that's L'Shem Shemayim. I also saw that we learned later in our Masechta that the Pasuk says, Soim Tosim Olecho Melech. And from the Pasuk of Soim Tosim Olecho Melech, the Gemara teaches us, we learn, the Melech shall mochel al kvoidoi en kvoidoi mochel. How do we learn from the Pasuk of Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, the Melech shall mochel al kvoidoi en kvoidoi mochel? So the Mefarshim explained, by the Pasuk saying Soim Tosim, what the Pasuk means to say, it should be a steady sima. It should always be there. And if the king is going to be mochel on his kavod, it won't be Soim Tosim. It won't be steady. So when we daven for the chas and the kala, not only do we daven that they should have simcha, but we daven sameach to samach, very similar to soim tosim. It should be a steady simcha. It should be a simcha that never has any interruption to it. The Gemara continues with the next bracha of the Sheva brachas. And this is the final bracha. Baruch atah Hashem al-Kerem Melech Olam, Asher Bara Sos v'Simcha Chos v'Kalo, Gila Rina Ditza v'Chedva, Ava v'Ach v'Shalom v'Reyus. And we conclude with a tefillah, Meher Hashem al-Kerem Yishom v'Ar Yehuda, v'Chutzos Yerushalayim, Kol Sosoyim, v'Kol Simcha, Kol chosm kol kala, kol metzalos chasana mechuposom, unaorim mimishtei neginosom, baruch atah Hashem esamei chosm makala. And of course, the obvious question that comes up when we say this bracha is, here we say mesamei chosm im hakala, and the previous bracha of sameich tesamach, we say chosm vikala. So, the way Rashi explains is that the previous bracha was just a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, it's a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not speaking specifically to this couple that just got married. In this bracha, we're speaking to this couple that just got married. And since we're speaking to this couple that we just got married, it makes sense to say, Chosin and Makala, they are now a couple. Another pshat that the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina suggests is that in the previous bracha, the chosan and kala that are being referred to are Adam and Chava. Adam and Chava were a chasen and kala that were already.
This bracha is referring to the chasen and kala that are standing right here. And since we're referring to the chasen and kala that are standing right here, that's why we say chasen im kala, the chasen that's standing here with the kala.
And the Avadram says as follows. Chasen and kala refers both to the chasen and the kala. Chosin imakala, says the Avadram, is the chosin being sameach the kala. And therefore he says pshat like this. In the previous bracha, we're speaking about everyone here. Everyone here should be mesameach both the chosin and the kala. But in this bracha, we're not speaking to the entire gathering. We're speaking to the chosin. And we're telling the chosin, your obligation is mesameach chosin imakala. Now your obligation is to be mesameach the kala.
Chosin should always remember that it is his obligation to be mesameach the kala. The Tver Shloima explains that we know that halacha is that for mechemes mitzvah, a chosin and a kala have to stop their simcha and go out for mechemes mitzvah. And that's what we say. Kol mitzalos chasanim michuposom. The chosin and kala should recognize, even though they're so wrapped up in themselves, as much as they're wrapped up in themselves, we're davening and we're saying to them, you should chasanim michuposam, remember that you the chasan should go out and to do ruchnius, to do the mechemes mitzvah. And that's why now we speak about them. The simple pshat chasan imakala is in a kala b'loy bracha, that a kala that didn't have sheva brachas is not allowed to be with her husband. But now that we're concluding the Sheva Brachas, now the Chos and the Kala could be together. So only now, as we conclude the Sheva Brachas, do we say Chos and Imakala, now that we're finishing the Chos and the Kala could be together. Final pshat that I saw is, we know, as the Gemara teaches us here on Daf Ches, there's a machlokes how Adam and Chava were created. One man, the Amma, says that they were created at the same time together. And the other man, the Amma, says the first Adam was created and then Chava was created from Adam. So that's why we're saying both types. There was Chosin Vikala and there was Chosin Imakala, to reflect the two different opinions of how Adam and Chava were created.